Okay, gentlemen, that completes our agenda for the evening. Does anyone else have anything for the good of the order? Blank, anything else?
Yes, just a short.
And council has something?
Vince might want to, might add to this. The council has expressed interest in the commission meeting to note their concerns about issues relating to land use and ordinances so that we can submit a report to council. And they've done the same thing, asking board for the same information.
Actually, that's what I was going to hand out, was a copy of the memo from council that said that, so.
What do they want us to do? They want us to have a special meeting?
Well, I don't know about that so much. The way I read it was, it came, at least if I'm thinking about the same thing, Lawrence, it came out of all those mobile home subcommittee meetings that they were having.
Okay.
That I think Mr. Moore was the one that suggested that both the Board of Adjustment and Planning and Zoning should look at the code, and if there's any areas in the code that need cleaning up, basically, we should start compiling a list or report to council to start working on that. So kind of I've expanded on that because we've talked about that, you know, since we don't have that many things in the pipeline right now. Issues that folks have about the code, whether it's a subdivision or zoning code that need to be clarified, you know, probably now's the time to make a list and we can start going and cleaning it up. I don't think council wants, you know, substantive changes or policy changes or anything like that first. Let's figure out what's...
And they request a vote for information and a board adjustment because they've got issues within their...
That'll end up...
Yeah, there's one for everybody in here.
Guarantee you that'll be more than a 15 minutes.
Make sure you got the right one.
Blank, I think maybe it's going to be a subject of a special meeting.
It could be once we get some kind of guide.
Okay, well, let's do this.
We can help the guide, but I want you to think about it.
Yeah.
Right.
And then we can sit down and try to create some kind of schedule.
Once says I'd be burdened.
For purposes of discussion.
This is Bob Wheatley.
I wish we'd have started.
I'll give you an example of what we're talking about. This is one thing, cleaning up. Yeah, split rail fences, right, FEMA trailers. No, but the cluster ordinance, that was amended, and then there were amendments to the amendments. And if you look at it, there's some things that didn't get done right in order.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that's one that should be cleaned up, stuff like that.
There's some issues with those flags. Lawrence and I were talking about it before the meeting privately, but, you know, these small flags that they advertise in sales centers and stuff, and according to our ordinances, Lawrence was explaining to me, Lawrence, you can weigh in if you want, was that if they have words on them, they're not legal.
They're conformed
to our signing rules. But if they're just a blue or red, white, blue flag with no words on it, they're legal. You know, and so you have a sales center, you want to attract people's attention, you know, and so those are technically illegal, they got to come down. We need to clear that up, what places they should or shouldn't be allowed or what that kind of...
Well, we did the sign ordinance. Now, the questioning we're getting with the signs has not really been standard flag. It's been more the feather flag. It looks like a feather, you know.
Yeah.
For a long gauge, shape like 10 foot long, from the state. Yeah. If they were just colors, there hasn't been much objection. It's been the sign. So it's got words on it, it's a sign. It's got logo, it's a sign. And what some of the produce stands have done, they've taken it, gotten away from the words, and they're putting out a flag with a watermelon, a tomato. So, you know, basically they're getting their point across by doing it. So is that a symbol or is that something we can allow? So, and there's a couple other issues with signs. It's a feather flag. It's been an issue for quite a while, especially on the commercial corridor like Route 1 outside of Rehoboth. And the number of flags that they put up, and then some of the residential developments, they put up flags. So how many flags should you be permitted? One thought was that they only be permitted one on site, or they'd be permitted one per so many feet apart.
Yeah,
I mean, that's been a major discussion for quite a while. There's other parts of the ordinance where we've discussed in the past and never really done anything, but there are some issues within the conditional use section. We could just look at those and see what's permitted as a conditional use, and then you could pull some of those out to make the process shorter. Let them go to the Board of Adjustment, or some of the things that are, should be the Board of Adjustment you might feel should come back to the Commission and Council. There's some controversial issues that go to the Board, and they do. They have one decision, everyone they decide. An example of that is, the worst example of that is, the ordinance says you can have a chicken house on less than 5 acres if you got a conditional use. That's a variance.
Yes.
Sounds like a variance.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's something we could clean up. It's been that way for 40 years. That's probably the worst example, but that's the easiest example to remember.
Well, at the appropriate time, why don't we just schedule a special workshop meeting or something, people can come listen, but they, I mean, we won't be taking public testimony, right?
It would, you would have a special meeting would be for the purpose of a public meeting for the commission for discussion. You can't exclude any participation from the audience.
Yeah, well, that would be the same.
And if you have the meeting, that way too, there'll be a deadline for looking at the code and everybody knows that that's the meeting and come up with your ideas by then.
Well, let's do that.
Right now, we've got probably off the cuff 11 applications maybe that haven't been advertised. But I just did the ad today. I gave them to Stacy today to do the ad for the 24th of March. So that's going to get it down to about half a dozen, maybe. Maybe still 10. I'm not sure what the number is. I forgot to look. I forgot to count them today, so I could take. And I've got one pending I haven't introduced yet. I just introduced 7 2 weeks ago, and they were, 5 of them were violations that we had posted.
5 of them were violations?
Wow. They weren't just applications. They were cited for some reason or another. We can generate public here if they let us. I got these take a road.
Yeah.
Well, there's that.
Of course, there's some you think that have had permission for 10 years.
We had one of those tonight, right?
Yeah, yep. There wasn't any hurry on that guy's part, was there? Anybody else have anything for
this
good?
This was a showstopper tonight. Oh, yeah. Yeah,
I think had the longest meeting we've had.
My appointment expires in 70 minutes.
It is.
You serve until retired.
I got 68 minutes left.
So you want to drag it out? You get your money's worth here?
Anyone else have anything for the good of the order? You can keep that. Take away.
I want to turn this in, that because this isn't a correct representation of what is there.
Well, whoa, just so we don't mess our record up.
You can't do that.
Yeah.
Hang on for just a second, okay? Let's hang on just for a second. Anything else for the good of the order? Not.